Republicans in Congress open probe into Wikipedia for alleged bias. And you might be thinking, oh, God damn, it's more than about time, because it seems that all the left-wing liberals keep going and trying to literally rewrite history and change things to suit their narrative. I've even had it before where I've been arguing with someone on Twitter, and when the Wikipedia article said they were wrong, they made an edit to it then and there to try and make themselves look right. Right, so basically there's a lot of problems over at Wikipedia, and you think, oh, are they going to get rid of that? Are they going to get rid of the Big Brother type memory holding of things and the obfuscation of facts and manipulating data and stuff like that? Is that what they're going to look into? No, it's something else. So let's just get into the article. House Republicans announced on Wednesday, August 27th, that they have launched an investigation into Wikipedia, alleging that the Internet Encyclopedia has organised efforts to inject bias into its entries, which is true. It is true. Like, liberals keep going in and just rewriting history as they see fit. But that's not what they're talking about. In a letter obtained by USA Today, the Republican-led House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, chaired by Representative James Comer of Kentucky and the head of Cybersecurity Committee, Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina, sent a request for information to Wikipedia's CEO, Mariana Iskander. Specifically, the request was made for an investigation into foreign operations and individuals at academic institutions subsidized by the US taxpayer dollars to influence US public opinion. Whoa, it seems it's getting close. Yeah, maybe it is what we're talking about. It's not, but let's go on. Multiple studies and reports have highlighted efforts to manipulate information on the Wikipedia platform for propaganda aimed at Western audiences, the letter stated, which is true, because they keep trying to rewrite things through a liberal lens, right? But let's keep going into the article. Committee alleges bias against Israel and Ukraine. It's the early life section. That's the bit that they're worried about. They're worried about, stop it! Yeah, okay, my mum and dad were Ashkenazi, right? But my political opinion's still totally without bias, right? But anyway, in the letter, Comer and Mace referenced a report from the Anti-Defamation League in which they allege that Wikipedia coordinated a campaign to manipulate entries related to the war in Gaza, which they allege advance anti-Semitic and anti-Israel information. Okay. As our research showed earlier this year, anti-Semitism and anti-Israel bias on Wikipedia are a significant problem. We welcome the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform opening an investigation into the issue and thank Representative James Comer for his leadership effort to address this hate in a statement released by the ADL on Wednesday, August 27th. I'll save it for the end. The lawmakers also referenced a report from the think tank Atlantic Council, which alleged that pro-Russia actors used Wikipedia to push pro-Kremlin messaging on its platform. The letter from the committee continued, requesting information about the tools and methods Wikipedia utilises to identify and stop malicious conduct online that injects bias and undermines neutral points of view on its platform. Now, I am a little bit guilty of this myself. My Wikipedia page gets locked a lot because, allegedly, as soon as I see that it's unlocked, I keep sending my subscribers over there to graffiti the hell out of the page, right? I've never done this. All I do is I bring up that it's unlocked, right? That's all I do. I believe it's unlocked at the moment, right? But all I do is bring up that it's unlocked, and then other people go over there and fuck about with the page and write a bunch of stuff, right? And some of it, one time all of you just completely annihilated the page, right? Made it unreadable and unusable. But there was a little bit that remained that the admins didn't change back, and it was a bit of the side that said, known aliases, Daddy Big Milk, right? And that stayed on there for like 3 weeks. And all of you, you know, to your credit, all of you went, shh. And you didn't change. And you just left it up there, and that stayed up there for about 3 weeks until somebody noticed it and removed it. You know, no fun allowed. But still, I have never encouraged this. I have never, ever encouraged the defacing of my Wikipedia page. Right? So definitely don't go and do that and tweet the results at me. Definitely don't do that. I'm telling you not to do it. Don't do that. But anyway, go away. In a statement to USA Today, the Wikimedia Foundation, a non-profit organisation that operates Wikipedia, said it would look into the request from Congress. We welcome the opportunity to respond to the committee's questions and to discuss the importance of safeguarding the integrity of information on our platform, according to the organisation. And the story's been updated to include new information. Now, the problem is, anybody that writes anything, their bias is going to go into it. That's just how it works, right? At the end of the day, everybody's human, right? Even though judges and officiators and all these people that say we approach this with absolutely no bias, they are approaching it with bias. Everybody approaches everything with bias. They may take measures so that their bias isn't as obvious, but everybody approaches everything with bias, right? So see if it's something like silly, like there's a page about what a cat is or whatever, that's fine. No one's really got any bias over what a cat is, right? Unless it's some weirdo, right? Those pages are fine. Anything to do with particular historic events or anything to do with politics or certain political figures, bias will bleed into that. Bias will bleed into the page, right? That's just how it is, especially when a lot of these administrators on these websites and stuff like that are all liberals, and the reason for that is liberals and leftists are authoritarians and therefore seek positions of authority that they can then so abuse. That's why they do it. I don't want a position of authority over anyone. I want to be left alone, right? They don't want you to be left alone. They're like, no, you will bend the knee to the things that I believe and I will force you to do it. They sat there updating Wikipedia page, and he was a Nazi. Send. Another day in the life of a Wikipedia. Right, yeah, that's what they do. However, in this case, and we've been crying about this for quite some time, where we're like, all these liberals keep updating stuff that's like not true. All these pages have biases. Well, there's comments where they're basically saying this. I think in Tommy Robinson's page, there's one point where it calls him an arsehole, and you're like, that's not how you're supposed to write. Literally the word arsehole. You're not supposed to do that on a Wikipedia page. It's supposed to be a factual breakdown of everything about the character. But because these people get in, they can just write whatever the hell they want, and then they've got all the, you get to vote on the changes, and all the left-wing liberals just vote each other's stuff up, so they just get to basically rewrite history, you know, a la the Ministry of Truth. You know, the exact same way it was in 1984. That was Winston's job. Right, rectify. But basically, that became a huge problem, and everybody was upset about it, and we were told to shut up. Then as soon as the early life section starts shedding a bit too much light on certain things, that's when a certain group at the, you know, the ADL start to get involved, and they're like, stop it, stop pointing it out. That's when they get really, really mad. So that's when they come for it. Well, yeah, you can like totally rewrite history and you can write whatever bullshit you want to support your political beliefs, but the instant you say anything about Israel, then that's very, very naughty. That's very naughty. Then you're not allowed to do it. Then Congress wakes up. Then people start to get, the, you know, up in arms over certain things like that. That's, oh yeah, so that's what's going to get the problem fixed.